Hype Network presents.
I don't know how to start this episode, but I'm pretty sure by the end of this entire episode, I'm gonna ruffle a couple of feathers. So, who knows? Shall we get on with it? Hey folks, welcome back to The Rajiv Show, and my name is Rajiv Dariswamy, where we talk about philosophy, self-help, self-motivation, and then, of course, a little bit of journaling here and there. So now, let's talk about this. I really wanted to get this off my chest. First of all, I want to send out a disclaimer. If you are offended by anything I say, just know that this is just a personal opinion. I am not attacking any religious group. I know our world is crazy right now. So if you feel attacked, let me know. Because I don't wish to offend you in any way. I'm just sharing you a personal experience from my journaling life that would probably open a conversation. I'd love to open a conversation. That's the main point of starting the show. So now let's get on to the main topic at hand, which is being an agnostic. First, I don't know how long this episode is going to be, but I'm pretty sure if we're going to have a part two, I'll let you know. So let's go back to the genesis of when this came upon. long time ago, when I was in India, let me go back before India. Long time ago, when I grew up here in the Philippines, when I was a young kid, of course, I grew up in a very Christian-y background. You know, everybody at home Christian, Sunday school, life was very much Christian. And I never knew anything outside of the spectrum of what I know in life, aside from Christianity. So, moving forward, when around 2005, when I moved on from another country, which of course you guys know from season 2, I went to India, and I discovered that there's more to life than just Christianity, because my best friend Amarnath happened to be a Hindu, and I've met a couple of classmates who were from different religions, and that was the beginning basically of me exploring the world and me finding out that there is so many things outside of what I knew, which was in, we're talking about religion here, so it's all about Christianity at the beginning. So over the period of life, it's just been an interesting roller coaster for me. Basically, as you guys know, my lost years, there were many things that were going through my life. And it kind of opened a lot of conversations about religion and doubt and Christianity. So where did this whole idea of agnostic come from? I'm sure you'd be asking that question. It came from the realization of how people in the Christian world portray themselves as a form of reflection. And for me personally, I kind of, it made me doubt a little bit about what human nature is and why humans act the way they want to act and behave the way they want to behave. It's a lot weird. And for me personally, it all came down to what is reality at some point. I went down to the root of it, although I never expected to go down. I really went down to the root of what life is, and oftentimes in my life, I always considered myself a dumbest person, and there's a reason for it, and I kind of realize it now that I am dumb in so many ways. And it's a good thing to be dumb sometimes, because when you are dumb, you kind of find ways to figure out not why you're dumb, but why haven't you learned this? And that's how I looked at Christianity during my time when I was figuring out myself and figuring out my life and everything during the lost years. So I had a couple of conversations with many of these many other religions, and I asked them about their life, and it's pretty interesting to see happiness all over other religions and other forms. And I kind of find it genuinely interesting, and I feel happy to know that I guess the key to life is happiness. I was about to say that joke, but yeah, I don't want to say that joke. But yeah, when I had a conversation with other religions and understanding their aspects and digging down to the root of it, it made me realize that there are so many things in life more than what I expect what Christianity would be. And what do I mean by that? The way I looked at Christianity from a standpoint of being a Christian, former Christian myself, is that the way I saw Christianity is like every question that I have revolves around a certain solution. I mean, to some point it's good. I don't know if it's, to some people it is, but to some point it's bad, especially when you're growing up in a very chaotic world where life isn't really black and white. It's not really interesting for me to see perspective of having an answer to almost everything, because almost every question that I had and every doubt that I had, it always had to do with some form of it's God saying this, God saying that. Yeah, but when I stepped back and said, hold up, certain things that are happening to me should not happen, it's not really supposed to, I'm not expecting it to be some form of answer yet at certain moments. I want to give you an example of what I meant in this context. Oftentimes, if you are bullied in school, at first, yeah, the impression that you would give to yourself is, of course, you would ask yourself, why were you bullied? You know, you'd ask yourself these kind of intricate questions. But with Christianity, it's very weird, because to put that analogy of why you were bullied, it kind of, when you add Christianity to it, it says there's a purpose, there's a God thing, it's kind of weird, you know? I don't know, you probably might relate, you might not relate. But yeah, that's something that I often wonder, why is there so much answers and it's all predicated to one direction? It's weird. But yeah, and then when I understood that other people also from other religions have an interesting prospect in life and how it is, it kind of goes down to that understanding of how you perceive life, and it boils down to that basically. So, wow, I really went deep. I really went deep in this episode. Those were the things that were running through my mind when I was in my lost years. I really wanted to go deep and understand why are there so much answers to the idea that God seems to be the answer for everything. And it kind of seems off. So I decided to step back, look around, and I decided to become an agnostic in that direction. And of course, I had a conversation with an atheist friend, and I asked them that I was having these doubts. But that conversation between me and that person was just some form of confirmation thing to figure out where am I really in this whole journey. So yeah. And that is how I transitioned myself from a Christian to an agnostic. Eventually, down the line, down this journey, life got a little bit more interesting in the sense that when I came back to the Philippines, I saw life in a more different aspect, because understanding life from the perspective of an agnostic is like sitting on a fence between what is gray, black and white, what is black and what is white. You kind of see the idea that, okay, you can take one philosophy from here, you can pick up one philosophy. Unlike if you grew up memorizing 10 commandments, all that stuff, and it's all ingrained in you, and having this security of knowing that there's an answer to everything, I guess that's just me. But anyway, I'm just an old fool rambling. Those are just my thoughts on transitioning from Christian, and my life now is, I'm much more at peace knowing that I don't know much about life, and I believe more on a buffet of ideas. It's kind of weird using the word buffet, but yeah, it's more of a variation of multiple ideas. I do still practice some of the Christian principles. One of my favorite Christian principles is, when someone slaps you in the right cheek, you offer them your left. And I've always been doing that ever since I was young. When I was bullied, I guess it is what it is. But I've picked up a lot from multiple religions. And yeah, I mean, it's just an interesting deep dive. And if you guys want to talk about it, you want me to open up a part two about this, you want me to open up a part three, let's dig deep into it. And if you are interested to be featured on the show, reach out to me on Facebook, Twitter. I'm all on social media. You can find me on all social media platforms. So yeah, I guess I hope that you guys have an understanding of how I perceive being an agnostic. Kind of became a solution, an antidote to the answer that there's only one answer, which is, I guess that's the main highlight of this entire episode, is that life is not really all about one answer. I mean, yes, 1 + 1 = 2, so is 2 × 1, so is 3 - 2. So there are many, you know, I got that from Valuetainment, by the way. So yeah, I kind of look at life in an interesting perspective, and yeah, that's just an intro to the thoughts that I have in my crazy little mind. So yeah, let me know what your thoughts are on this episode. I'll leave the question on Spotify if you're listening to this on Spotify. Shout out to you guys. And then if you're listening to this on YouTube, music, wherever, I love you guys. Thank you so much. And cheers. And I will see you in the next episode. On the next episode of The Rajiv Show, life is very much mandatory, I think, because everybody has a core value in life. The downside of not having a core value in life is, it will lead you to a path which you yourself will regret on the day you die, which of course is kind of a no-brainer. That's why having a core value and